Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses, and want to welcome you to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And I'm very excited to be here with our co-hosts, Mr. Dan Calloway and Steve White. And every single week, yes, again, every single week, we come on and share with you that this is going to be one of the best programs that we have ever hosted as a part of this podcast. Our special guest today is none other than Councilman Douglas Lawson. But I want to go back to just remind all of you that I am still thoroughly convinced that we are all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our hometown. Therefore, we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. Our vision is to continue to shed a light on the wonderful, smart, and talented individuals from our great city, Riviera Beach, Florida. Our guest today continues to edify the meaning of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Help me welcome our guest, Mr. Douglas Lawson, and our co-host, Mr. Dan Calloway and Steve White. And with that, I'm going to ask all of you gentlemen, how are you this wonderful afternoon?
It's wonderful. God bless
you. I am doing well.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Ann McNeil. That was a great introduction, and it's great to again be with you leaders, you amazing leaders and trailblazers from our community. Doing amazing. It is a beautiful weekend. The sun is out. We woke up with breath this morning, so I'm blessed.
Well,
thank you.
Not only that, Memorial Day tomorrow, and being a veteran and lost three brothers, and I understand that we normally would deal with Goodmark Park or something for years, honoring those people who've given their life, and we should never forget that. I just want to put that in there. Go ahead, Dan.
No. We're turning the program over to you. We want to talk about a lot of the activities we have planned for the summer and really encourage people to be very supportive.
Okay. Douglas, number one, and Steve, you give your opinion that because Ann has heard about what her daughter said, and that was just wonderful that she gave her address about Friday night when we had the program that you set up, that we would have the food and then talk about scholarship. Now, how did you think that came off Friday?
It was an amazing initiative because what you're doing and have been doing is just restoring the village, an initiative that we've taken on in the city to bring the parents, to bring the leaders of our community, to bring the students all together to work in harmony. And that kind of introduced to the parents and to the kids that we're here to continue to help. They came out, had some amazing food, met some great leaders from the community, and also have scholarship opportunities to continue to further their career. So that was a phenomenal program. And, of course, for, you know, the last upteen years, you've been doing that in our community, sir. So that was amazing with Youth Rec, and we want to continue to push and bring those type of programs to our city.
Well, our education director, Mr. White, was there. And he asked me to get the people with Mark Brown, the Boys of Tomorrow, and he had a little skit there. That wonderful. What did you think about that, Steve?
Well, as I was sitting here, just as you asked that question, I think what was really important was just having those young people physically there, who are on their way, you know, off to college, going to receive scholarships, et cetera, or at least, you know, they are applying for scholarships, because so often in the black community in particular, when it comes to our youth, we hear all of the negative things that's going on, and somehow, you know, the media and everybody finds a way to showcase the negative things that's going on in the black community in particular. So just to be in the presence of young people who are doing positive things was motivation and inspiration for me, you know, and I'm sure it was for everyone else that was there, because, like I said, too often we hear about the negativity. So that as I was just thinking about it, I think that's one of the things that I took away from it, you know, just seeing these young people and knowing that they're on the right track.
Thank you.
And in addition to that, Mr. White and Mr. Calloway, one thing that I did just remember is that these children, these kids, they've been virtual learning. They've been learning from afar. They've been social distancing. So as we turn this corner on this pandemic and hopefully these numbers start to subside with this COVID virus, we're seeing that they have the opportunity to fellowship again, to be amongst one another, and to give them that same type of normalcy. So it gave them a sense of presence of, okay, we can actually get back to normal. We can start doing the things that we strive to do in our community and as we move forward through college. So we're not taking that opportunity away from them. So bringing them back together was great.
Well, Councilman Paul, the one of the things that I didn't put on the table Friday night, but I've been all over the weekend working with Shondalyn DeGraffenwright Emerson, the late Andrew DeGraffenwright, youngest daughter. She is an AKA, and she has some co-workers and everything. They agreed to take on about 20 to 25 girls that Steve and I will pick from Stony Brook, and they're going to teach these little girls. We've been leaving out the girls. They're going to, and then Mary DeGraffenwright, the mother, she's the assistant city manager down in Boynton. She will help get the business to give out the clothes that they're going to model. We're going to do that 6 months from today. That's going to be in November. And we're going to get a place. That's one of the things that you told me to put together. Now, we got the girl. Now, what about that on your list that you're going to tell the council and the city and everybody else? You're going to be doing something, and you want all of them to come out. And more than likely, you'll have it at the same place we were Friday night. Does that meet your approval?
Absolutely. Anything for our residents, especially our residents that are from that Stony Brook, formerly Stony Brook, now Azor Estates. We've done such an amazing job making sure that they've brought in the right owners and developers to renovate and beautify that property. We're making sure that we're providing the programs for all the generations of families over there. And this is just going to be another one that is going to further give that opportunity for these kids to kind of fellowship, to be amongst one another, to dress up with a beauty pageant and just feel beautiful, putting on a dress and making sure that they can showcase their talents. That's something that they have not had an opportunity to do in our community and sponsored by the city and also Youth Rec and all the programs and nonprofits that are here. So I'm absolutely getting behind that, Mr. Calloway. And we can either host it at the marina or even possibly decorating that entire hallway that we were at Stony Brook, putting the chairs on that walkway, making that the walkway for the beauty pageant, setting a stage up there. And instead of bringing them to the marina, we could possibly look at bringing the entire city over to Azor Estates. By then, a lot of renovations should be complete.
Oh, that, you're right about that. And that might be even better because the parents in there would come walk right in. And you're right about that. But I didn't know it was going to be open.
The rate for that as well, because then the parents could just come out the door and just see their babies performing, see their babies fellowshipping, seeing people from the community coming over there. And that may give it a better sense of completion with unity with the city and with the estates, Azor Estates.
Well,
I think that's a good idea.
Well, between you and Steve.
Hash that out, because this program needs to happen either way. So let's just brainstorm on that so we can put that idea together and bring it together, which is going to be the best interest of the residents.
Well, the main thing about that is we're going to have about five different things like recreation, after hours, when the day after mm-hmm. hours, when, and they were dressed differently than if they were going to one of the gyms. We have had fashion shows at my church, you know, different people years ago. I even was one of those guys that walked down the red carpet in Mount Olive, and I loved that because I had three because I wanted to showcase my wardrobe. People think that I'm in tennis shoes all the time. No, I got a little clothes in the closet. But I think that clothes make people feel good about themselves. And we need to try to give hope to the hopeless. And I think that with the turnout that we had and the variety of people, and we were trying to explain to them that you had set up that we're going to take 2 to 3 trips to, Peanut Island. And mm-hmm. and therefore the kids will see the island, see the land from the water. We'll feed them right there before we get over there, because they need to see that museum. And they're going to be, I will be meeting with someone next week to talk about how many tickets they will give us to go to the rapids. We need to take at least 2 trips, 40 and 40. Those tickets are expensive, but if the rapids give us, they give our tickets there. We have to use our liaison people to get those tickets free. We shouldn't have to pay for those tickets. Those people make a lot of money, and a lot of our kids go in and spending money, because when you pay $40 and $50 a ticket, we'll feed them. We will always feed them. But that's another way to be educating kids, to tell them that if they keep their grades up, keep out of trouble, they'll always be welcome to do something like that. And when our fierce leader, Ann McBeal, Mrs. Ann McBeal, she was talking about to Steve about going to Orlando with those kids. Would you put that in there right now for Doug to hear that? And
most definitely. I was saying to you before the program started that Doug Lawson has been one of our biggest sponsors. He provides the transportation for the last 2 years. Right, Councilman Lawson?
Absolutely. I have a charter van from one of my previous businesses that I own that I still use, and Ms. Ann McNeil called to me and said, hey, we could use some support getting these kids to Orlando. So every year I say, go ahead and take the van. I have it serviced, ready to go, and she piles the kids into the passenger van. So I'm more than willing. Any resource that I have, I try to just give them to whatever our team needs.
Now, that's beautiful. That's news for Steve and I. The other thing that we're going to be heavily involved in is the criminal element. When kids are not so much kids now, they're going to be adults. They're going to come back, and I don't need you all to handle that. I will be handling that. The reentry program that you got that comes in the city.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to figure out how to weigh to train them to do some of the things with me personally, whether it's in our fishing club, whether it's the when we run in, I'm on the board of the Police Athletic League, and I know I'll end up being the event coordinator. There's a lot of things that I need to take those kids who get into early adulthood, been and their reputation has been tainted a little bit, to get them back on the right track. Also, our education program under the auspices of Mr. White, we're going to figure out how to make sure we add something where he can handle that. I need to ask you that, Mr. White. When the reentry program, and already about 12 people I got in mind, down the line, will you be able to put that on the agenda with all the things that you are teaching?
Oh, absolutely. And the reason why I say that absolutely is because, one, is, you know, I've done reentry work. I put together a reentry program, and I've worked with a lot of men out at the prison in Pahokee, which is actually a reentry prison. And so some of those men are home now. Oswald Newbold, who's now an employee with the city, And, you know, he was a young man that I worked with, but he was actually incarcerated. And so a lot of those men who are now home and will be coming home. So that's something, again, that's near and dear to me. So absolutely, we can definitely put some things together to work with the men who are reentering society and the women.
Well, that's beautiful. You know, I wrote a character reference for Oswald. I had him when he was in Little League, when he was in college.
Wait. My Oswald Newbold?
Yeah.
From, oh, my gosh, I haven't heard this name since college.
Well,
did he go to
something? No, he went to A&M. He got in trouble when he was in A&M.
Right.
The people out of Miami was fighting him or something. I had a lawyer that worked with that case because his father, all the Newbolds were close to me. And I know that situation really well. Yeah, because I was in law enforcement. But anyway, we're not going to get into that, but that's a good thing.
That's why we're doing this show. We are all Riviera Beach, and for those people who are listening, we want to encourage you to think about how you can support your own hometown, but especially if you are from Riviera Beach, let us hear from you, because we are all family. We don't care if you're re-entry or no entry.
Well, I like the idea you said we all a family, because someone mentioned years ago about the African when he said that it takes a village to rear a child, and that's what we've been doing. I know I've been a part of that for over 60 years. Someone did that for me in 1950, the first black police chief, David Field. That's how the Little League started, and I was on the first team in 1950, and I haven't stopped from that. But I have to delegate a little more authority now because I'm old. Thing that we got here, and we need to set this first, not so much privately, in the open. When we get leadership from our local government, and in the last week I met with two people from our local government in Riviera, and then Bedenia Baker and her staff in West Palm Beach, and she's doing a wonderful job. And I've been talking to Marsha Andrews and Deborah Robertson on the school board, and Steve, he has been doing the same thing because he's been dealing with Debbie and Marsha, because we're going to be signing. He's going to fill out a grant form to get us funds for education with our tutorial program. So the government is sending the money in. We need help with everything, especially now that the ban of the pandemic is going to be lifted and we're going to be doing more. But I'll be remiss if I didn't say, if it wasn't for the leadership of Doug Lawson, we would not be where we are now. Doug, you need to know that we really appreciate you being the leader of our local government. I want everybody to know that. And then Dr. Botel, and both of you have been on this thing. This is why we got you back in for another time. You have not turned us down. You were there Saturday before last, what we were doing over Stony Brook. Yeah, you set all that up. Then you got the place down at the marina, and you just told everybody, and you and Steve, that it was a wonderful affair. And then, of course, our great leader, Ann McNeil, her daughter told her she was impressed. So, Douglas, are you going to leave us, or are you going to stay here and run this city government for another 3 years for us?
Well, Mr. Calloway, you know that you led the foundation. You paved the way for all of us. You are the trailblazer from this community, along with Brother Steve White and the amazing Ms. Ann McNeil. You've literally shown us the path that we need to follow. My goal is to not only take up the reins, grab the baton, and to keep running with it, but also to make sure I can pass it on to the next generation, to the next set of people. Our city is not ready for me to move to another position, for me to go anywhere else, because the leadership that I've brought to the city, I can honestly pat myself on the back and say that I'm working as a humble servant, and I'm doing the work that God has put in place for me. So I'm going to continue to serve, if elected by the people in March, to continue to serve another 3 years, to help move policy in our community, to help bring awareness to our community for mental health to continue to be a staple in the community. And that is going to be just my plan and my process. I have to continue to do this. And while doing this, also training up some additional young men and women to take on the reins. Because the most important thing that our city is lacking is succession planning, is having somebody train the next set of people to take over so that we have continuity within government, so that we have continuous process. You have literally created leaders for the last 80 years, Mr. Calloways. That's why all these young men and women come back to this community. It's because of what you've done. And I'm just one of those humble servants that actually has followed your path, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Well, I appreciate that because right now, Steve and I got a question to ask you. Saturday before last, we fed over 700 people. It's 602
yes,
people in Stony Brook, and that means it was 100 or more came back for another plate. You were out there from the beginning because you helped put that together.
Yes,
now, you and Dr. Botel and the police chief made an agreement with the management of Stony Brook to put the auxiliary police station in there.
Yes.
That's one of the greatest things you could ever have done. Because
yes,
with
sir.
A uniform officer there, you will, the crime going to go down drastically. Just for the mere fact that there's a uniform officer there all the time, they won't have to call over at the city police station. They can call right there, walk right in and knock on the door. Now tell me something or tell the public something about that.
So that's in the beginning, infant stages of planning. Our goal is to literally provide additional safety and security for all of our residents. So that substation will service that area that's a little further away from our main police base. So it gives us a location right there on MLK that can service all the residents of Stony Brook, the 600-plus residents, plus everyone in that surrounding area, because public safety is going to be number one. But most pressing is going to be we're trying to set up a portion of PAL, the Police Athletic League, over there, even if they get a small office in that location to really instill the program. As you know, you're a director on the PAL program, and with us launching this new PAL program in the city, that will give an opportunity for all the kids over there, not just as a police station, as they may see, but just as a service center to help, to be support for them, to provide safety and security, and also education. That's part of the plan and programming that we're in the infant stages of. That idea was actually just formulated at the event we hosted. And also, Ms. Calloway, real quick, I wanted to actually acknowledge Cheney Brothers, who did a major donation for the event. They gave a portion of the meat to us at no cost and gave the rest of the meat at a wholesale price. So they literally, I wanted to thank Brother Cecil King from Cheney Brothers, because those are the ones that actually helped feed these kids and provide a donation that won't just pour back in, because they are businesses right here in this community as well.
Okay, on that, I don't want to let this get away from my mind. You and
please.
I talked, Steve and Roddy, we all talked about Apollo. The kids were so humble and grateful that you and Dr. Botel, Steve was watching it, he was looking at it, we talked about it when I was sitting in the chair. I was representing Ann because she couldn't be there. We got to give them the dessert. You've already started planning on getting that ice cream and for me to give that. And I think we need some watermelon. If
so
there's any way
ice cream and fruits.
Watermelons and ice cream. You said you may get some salt. It can be in the cups. It doesn't matter. Because when you see the expression on those people, and they were so grateful, didn't you think so, Steve?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did. I think they were grateful and excited.
Yes. Yes. And as long as we can bring a little hope and a little smile and a little love, especially kids. Kids don't know nothing about the vision and the animosity that people have among themselves. They just want somebody to love them. So this is the last day of last weekend of May. I would like for that to be the last Saturday of June. See, that'll be, because we're not going to go back in there July. this other thing we got set up. So therefore, I can set that up with Stony Brook with management. So they're waiting for me to tell them what day we'll come back in there. But you try to work on that for us again like you did all, with the other affairs for the last Saturday in June.
You said the last Saturday in June, Mr. Calloway?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a date that we need to just talk to the management office and get everything situated. So we'll start working on getting the resources so we can have the ice cream party for the community.
Well, we can have the management party and myself can go there and talk to Ms. Nieves, and she did a good job out there walking around. And we'll get the date and solidify that, and we'll talk to you the latter part of this week. That'll be done by Thursday. Because and if we can find somebody can give us some watermelon. See, because they need to stop eating certain things. Watermelon is good for people. It's natural sweetness in it. And we got to look out for the kids' health. Is that right, Steve?
That's absolutely right. And I think that's a great idea. You know, we love fruit. Fruit is healthy, and give them that balance and the option. So, yeah, it would be good. And, you know, I wanted to add one other thing, too, is that just the whole idea of working with the young people, because, see, something that I think people overlook sometimes is the fact that young people, by their very nature, they're looking for the adults to guide them. And so when we step up and work with them and give them the leadership and the guidance, it's really what they are craving. And the reason why so many of them go astray when they do go astray is because they did not get the leadership and the guidance from the adults in their lives, not just their parents, but just like you were saying earlier, Mr. Calloway, it takes a village. So our children have a natural desire for that. They want it. Sometimes they might seem to be rebelling against it, but in truth, they are looking for the adults in their community, in their lives, to give them leadership, because they may think that they know everything, but deep down inside, they realize that we are where their guidance and their nurturing is supposed to come from. So this is a benefit to them, and it's our responsibility to do exactly what's being done.
And I pray every night, and I visualize a lot of things all day long. When you get old, you have to have a vision. You should have it before you get old, and you can plan it in your mind, because as an athletic director, I plan everything in my mind. Then I talk to you, Steve. I talk to Ann. I talk to Artie, and I talk to Doug and other people. This is what we need to do. And then as a coach, you train people how to play, how to act, and all of the different things. And especially as a teacher, you've got to have a work plan. You just can't work it out without planning it out. I think that right now this show, because I wouldn't be visualizing a lot of these things that we're adding if Ann McNeil hadn't put this show together and asked me and asked Steve. The work with Steve and the work with Ann has been a joy. A real joy, because I've had Artie and Leon and that whole group for years. Don't jump off soon. There's people, even the council person, Dr. Botel, she want to go on the boat out in the ocean and fish. I need that. I need the commissioners to be involved. See, I need to ask you a personal question. Is there any way to entice some of your colleagues other than Dr. Botel to get out here and roll this sleeve up with you and her and let the public see that? Do you think you can do that? If it's hard, don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, nothing worth obtaining is going to be easy, Mr. Calloway. So, I mean, I'll put the efforts in. Whether it's harder or it's going to be a process of just simply asking, I'll put the efforts out, of course, within Sunshine during our meetings, to make a plea to my colleagues to say, hey, let's get behind the organizations in our community and support them, not just financially through community benefits, not just with the stroke of a pen as a policymaker, but also as a servant leader to the community, because individuals don't understand the concept of what a elected official is really supposed to do. And I think we can retrain everybody. My colleagues do an amazing job with the initiatives that they're currently doing, but we can always do more. So I will make that ask, Mr. Calloway, to ask them to roll up their sleeves and come out on this boat and do some fishing with us to make sure they're a participant in some of the activities that we're hosting over at Azor Estates, formerly Stony Brook, and to continue to just kind of, you know, serve the community, which they currently do. But if we can do it in a uniformed front as opposed to just one-offs, then I think that will show more stability in our community, that will show more of unity in our community, and that will help to progress our community.
Thank you. But the other day when Artie and I went to talk to the people on the fishing boat or the charter boat at the foot of the bridge, they put something in there that we don't have to take them fishing. We call it the sunset cruise. There's going to be a time that we're going to take so many from the Singers Island, and I would love, and of course, I'll work around the schedule where Steve and Ann can be on there. And we'll go up and down that waterway. I don't know whether we're going south, like Southern Bridge, or we going north in there. But the idea you on the water enjoying, and water always makes a person feel good and comfortable. Smoothing of the wind off the water is very enlightening. And you can think, but most of all, you fellowshipping on the boat. I would love if you, when we set that up, or you mention it soon, on the cruise up and down, it's open for the, and then sometimes your city manager needs to do that, because he runs the government. You all just tell him what to do to a point and sign off on it. But we are city manager ran government. We got to have that. Somebody. That's my opinion from the community. I'm giving you what the community gives me. And I know if there's going to be a day affected again. And it should have came from the last people were in there. That's how you all got in there. They got tired of some people. This is not a threat, but I'm telling you the truth. What we are doing and what you are doing and what Dr. Botel is doing is what the community wants. And this is why I keep thanking Ann for doing that, because this gives us the platform more than what we had before. And then I can't thank you enough, because you have not turned us down anytime we have asked you to do something. And I feel bad that I'm putting too much on your shoulder, because you got a business to run. But I need you to get us through this summer, because it's very important, because we got to make a difference in these young people's lives. And sometimes it's nice to see all of us together, because we got a committee to go put black and white together, because of all the social issues got to be settled. We got to eliminate racism. We can't eliminate it all together, but we got to try to make a dent.
Oh, my business
call. It's a little up to here, man. Now, before we close, is there anything that we need to know from you and the council that we can be involved with to help out? You think that we need to be involved with it to make a difference or something like that before we leave?
Yes. Well. First and foremost, I don't want you to ever feel like you're putting too much on me. When you have a young bull that's ready to run and that is hot, you just give him the ball, and we're going to keep running with it. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep doing what I need to do. So just give me the ball, Mr. Calloway, and I'm going to do my very best until my last breath. So you keep leaning on me and giving me the direction that's necessary, and I will push forward with that. And it's amazing to continue to have these calls with you, because I had a conversation with Ms. Ann McNeil probably about 2 years ago in reference to some of our amazing leaders from this community and how we just need to put a microphone in front of them and just start to record and take some of their knowledge and expertise, because you're willing to give it away. You're giving it away for free, no cost. So right now we need to go ahead and showcase that. So thank you for just the time of speaking with us and giving us the direction, because everything that you've asked me to do is coming from your heart, Mr. Calloway. That's why I've always said yes. I have no reason to say no, because you're genuinely, there's nothing selfish within your body. You're doing this for the residents. You're doing this for the youth. And you're doing this for the seniors. And you've always done that. because you don't take a dime from anything that we ever do. You just commit your time. So I see that, and I commend that. So I'm going to continue to do as you ask. But to answer your question, though, Mr. Calloway, yes, sir. To answer your question, though, we do have a couple events, and I actually want Youth Rec to be a co-sponsor for the event that I'm hosting on June 28th. It's going to be a teacher-parent meeting with Dwyer High School. I met with Principal Brooks last week, and he told me that he has about 900 kids at his school that are residents of Riviera Beach, a total of 2,400. So about a third of the students come from our city. There's so many issues that we have to start to address. The fact that our kids are being bussed out of the community and have to get up and wake up and leave their house anywhere between 4 and 5 in the morning is putting a strong effect on, is putting a trauma on our kids that we're starting to see. And we're starting to see some of the residual effects that's happening. In addition to that, he also said that he's struggling the most with the kids from our community out of his 2,400 students. So he's asking and pleading for us as city leaders, as community leaders, to assist. So I'm putting together a program on the 28th of June at 6 p.m. We're going to have a Restoring the Village session where we're going to meet with the teachers, with the staff and faculty, with our Parks and Rec, with our PAL program, and all the parents of the incoming freshmen and all the students that go to the school currently on that date at the marina. We're going to have food for them. We're going to talk about the summer programs that we have coming up and what activities they can get engaged with. We're going to introduce PAL to them, and we're going to show them the laundry list of activities that Mr. Blankenship from Parks and Rec has put together. And I also want to introduce them to you and Youth Rec, because I want the teachers, the parents, to know that they have a team that's here to work with them to protect their kids over the summer and, you know, for the rest of the year they're in high school until they become adults. So that's part of the program. That's actually the next program that I'm putting together. I just formalized the date Friday. And I spoke to Mr. Brooks, so he confirmed that they will be there. And then we're going to reach out to some of the high school or the middle school programs to let them know, hey, anybody that's going to Dwyer. And then I'm going to duplicate that with all the schools that our kids attend, like Palm Beach Lakes, like Jupiter Middle. So these are all the schools that we're going to try to provide programming and activities and engagement with the parents, the teachers, the staff, the city officials, to make sure they know that we are together. We're working as a village to restore it.
You said that's on a Friday or Saturday?
That's actually on a Monday, Mr. Cowell. It's Monday afternoon. It's a week after the kids get out of school. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. That's perfect. So, yes, you could get that, we'll get it to Adi to be there. Youth Recreation, that's especially in the summertime. And I told you once, and I'll tell you twice, the best employee you have on your payroll is Richard Blankenship.
Mr. Blankenship.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And Blankenship will be... So we talk 3 or 4 times a week. Now, the last thing I need to say before we go off, I'm meeting sometime soon. Are you going to be in the meeting with the city manager and me?
Of course. If you need me there, I will be there.
I think that would be better if you were there. Not that I can't handle the situation in there, but the point is I always like to have me a commissioner. Knowing what I'm saying. See, if I have you and him, he knows the date that somebody forgot something. See, there's a thing about the senior citizen. We had a program. The city had, the government gave them money to help senior citizen with their home. When the roof, when the FEMA, of course, when a hurricane come in, FEMA will put money in there. But the government gives the county so much money to help our seniors. Let's say Earl Davis died not too long ago. That man was calling from numerous times, but we helped out, and he asked people to come and help out. They could have gone to his house, just set the roof licking, do something about it. There was a lady on 28th Street 2 years ago who was calling me, and I told the mayor somebody that you got to get on the ball on this here. Just go fix the door. And Mrs. Vicki Kingdom, a member of my church, 92 years of age, they need to go and listen because the water leaking, the pipes are there. And that was a girl, not a girl, she was a girl playing softball for me, but 30-some years ago, or 40 years ago, named Keith Pass the other day, Mrs. Wilder, Felicia Wilder. But that's not a name when she died. But I've known the Wilders of Pacific Road ever since they got there, little kids. And they didn't go and follow up on some things. You cannot have people coming before the city and begging you and you don't follow up on it. I just thought to that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yes, sir.
And I'm finished.
All right. This has been a phenomenal show. We said that from the very beginning. And, of course, I have been commenting, liking, sharing, tagging, social media all over the place where I can find to spread the word about our phenomenal city and what we're doing every single week when we come on here and we share. And we are learning that there are lots of people all over the world that have started listening in, whether they are from the city or not. And I would just continue to just suggest to every listener that if you go within, you will find your own diamond mines, like Russell Conwell said in the book Acres of Diamonds. And you will also find that wherever you're from in the world, there's no place like home. So we'd encourage you to connect with your city, wherever you were born. And also, if you are interested and you don't have a home, you can always connect with ours, hashtag I am Riviera Beach. And so one of the most beautiful cities, if not the most beautiful city in the world, is Riviera Beach, Florida. And so with that, Dan, Steve, and Mr. Lawson, if you have any final words, we are out of time, but I will extend the time if you want to have a final word, and we'll wrap up the show for today.
Yes.
Well, I'll jump in.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. So I'll be brief. But, you know, I just like to say this. So to the councilman, I'd like to also thank you for what you are doing, you know, because I'm learning more and more through Mr. Calloway as he talks about, you know, the support that you've given to youth recreation and to the community. So I thank you for that. And of course, we know Mr. Calloway and Ann McNeil's contributions, but I think that we should always thank people for what they do. So I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Webb. Thank you.
The last thing, in case I turned down Michelle Obama for the golf outing in February, Black History last month, last week of Black History Month, and the banquet we're going to be having housed at the convention center in West Palm. We got to get on that. I'll be working with Virginia Baker, the county commission, and her staff. And the next time that I go down there, I would love if you could get out. I know that your business is highlighted this time of year, but it's going to slow up soon, that you could go down there with me and sit in there, because it's important that the county got funds can help us and will help us. It means a lot if I got a commissioner, and you may be the only commissioner that I want to go with me. Other than that, I'd rather not have any commissioner. Sometimes he may put a water on the fire. But I would like for you to do that, because this is a special time when we bring all those people back in here. And most of all, I told her, but I didn't get into detail, I feel Salita is one of the people we're honoring. There are going to be 14 women, brilliant and beautiful, will be honored that night. Now, I'm having problems with getting the person I want to speak, but I'm never going to condone anything that we got to spend $50,000. Now, $5,000 to $10,000, I think we may be able to do that, but I can get local people to do what I need to be done. I don't need them, but I was just doing that because we got all these out-of-town guys coming back home. They coming back home, and we're going to have a good time. But this is under the auspices of CPR. This is not the county or any other city. And all this stuff started because the one Ann McNeil thought enough to bring up an old man and a young, brilliant fine man, Steve and myself, to be with her on this video. That's where all this stuff started. So you and I will talk next week. about that, because I want you to, one way or another, you're going to have a heavy part, a big part that night, whether you're the master ceremony or you're making the presentation or something. You got it? I'm talking to you, Doug.
Yes, sir. And like I said at the beginning, Mr. Calloway, I'm here to work. So you call me, you tell me what's needed, I will get it done. Whether you want me to be an usher at the door, whether you want me to assist with meeting and greeting, with seating residents, whether you need me to speak, whatever you need, Mr. Calloway, I will be there to provide that service for you and for our residents of the community. And I love the idea of showcasing our local talent, our leader. Bringing in someone of the stature of like a Michelle Obama is excellent. Which would help to additionally showcase our current leaders, because that would just bring an additional amount of people that will want to see, for example, a speaker like a Michelle or Stacey Abrams. But, of course, the highlights will be our local fearless leader, Ms. Ann McNeil, and some of our amazing other people from the community. So that could just kind of intertwine as long as we can find the resources to bring them. We'll figure it out. We'll talk this week and organize it, and I'll definitely do a meeting with Ms. With our county administrator as well.
Can I make a suggestion before we wrap up? And I want to say this on the air.
Go ahead.
I think that all of that's great. All that's wonderful. This show is entitled "I Am Riviera Beach," and every single one of us can say that. Every single person you are bringing back that you have helped, some of them you don't even remember. I think that if we take that time and that energy and that resource and invest it into finding every single person all around this world you have helped and just give each one of them five, because you know they're going to take 10 minutes, to tell their hashtag I Am Riviera Beach story, I am believing you will not need a keynoter. I am believing that they by themselves will bring every resource that you could ever think of, and you would be amazed at the power and the people and the policy and the provision for the vision that will come out of just bringing those people together. Because this show, part of this show was created because of a lady by the name of Yolanda Cash Jackson. I ran into her in Tallahassee a few years ago, and she said this to me. She said, "Ann McNeil, you from Riviera Beach?" I said, "Yes." She said, "What are y'all putting in the water?" No pun intended. This is not. She said, "What are y'all putting in the water?" I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Do you know this person?" I'm not going to call their name. I said, "Yes." Yeah. She said, "Did you know they're from Riviera Beach?" I said, "No." She said, "Did you know this person?" You know, I said, "Sure." She said, "Did you know they're from Riviera Beach?" I said, "No." And she named 3 to 4 people from Riviera Beach that I know and have known, but I did not know that we were all from the city of Riviera Beach. Because what happens is that we are from different periods of time in the city, grew up, left, and went away. And many of those people, Dan Calloway, you are the center in that conversation. And so I am just believing that it's great to bring people from all over the world, but there's nothing like bringing people from the people that, Councilman Lawson has just said, there's nothing like bringing back the people who are going to just give their Dan Calloway story, give their Riviera Beach story. And so I just want to encourage us that, you know, we are here, continue to shed a brighter light on the wonderful, smart, awesome people who are from the city. Some have titles, some don't have a title. Some, you know, are just people that just gave us a word from church or a community leader. And so I just wanted to say that before we get off the air, because I think that it's going to be phenomenal what you're creating for February 2022. But I just want to encourage all of us to remember that, you know, God is smiling on all of us, and we are all doing well by doing good. So thank you.
That's beautiful. And I can tell you right now, that might be done because of Otis Anderson would love to get up on the microphone and tell his story. Derek Harper would love that. I have to fight him away from getting on the microphone.
Let's give them a microphone. That's what I'm trying to say. We don't have time. The last thing people want to do, let's be honest, all of us have been through the chicken dinner event. You can't wait. Women can't wait to take off those shoes and go home, and the guys can't wait to get back to wherever they were, whatever they were doing, the game or whatever it is. But when you have people telling, that's what's so powerful about this show, this podcast. People are coming on here sharing their hashtag, I am Riviera Beach. I mean, even though I am Riviera Beach, but all of us are Riviera Beach, and or you may not have been born in the city, but you've spent, like Blankenship and a lot of other people born in other places, but they have given so much to so many people in Riviera Beach. We consider them also a part of our family. But give these guys, these athletes, these business people, an opportunity to come on a platform at a convention center and give them the microphone. And, again, if you give them 5 minutes, you know they're going to take 10. But if you get 10 or 20 people, you know you've helped more than that all over the world, Mr. Calloway. And let the community, especially the kids, we should have every kid from Stony Brook and everybody. That's where the money will go. Instead of taking the money and giving somebody, paying somebody to come, let's take the money and make it a free event so all the churches and all the kids in Stony Brook, we get some buses and bus them in, and we will never know the lives that we will change and touch who will go on and continue to be the light for the city. Because I am just believing we have the best city in the world. That's because we're from the city. I used to think somebody else had the best city. But,
Mr. Calloway, our fearless leader has spoken amazing words, and I support that idea, Mr. Calloway. I think that is phenomenal. I'm in awe right now.
You and I were sat down with Steve. You know why I stopped talking? Because she signed my check. I've never had a person in the last 6 to 7 years that I called the other day, and I have to tell this. Every time I run short of something with the events we put on, as the event coordinator, you have to always worry about your budget. And then I've got to be head of the fundraiser, and I have to worry about that. But when I'm short, Artie calls her and give her a list of things I need. And the next thing Artie said, well, she sent a check. I don't do the asking, because I think I have to send a young person at her. To an old person, she takes advantage of, and that's me. So I send Artie, but I'm so impressed with her that whatever she says, and that made a lot of sense. So that's a done deal. I'm not going to call anybody else, because I know all them guys want to say something. I know they want to say something, and that's great. Well, anyway, God bless you. I'm through.
All right. Anybody else, anything else before we wrap up the show today?
No, just thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, and looking forward to next week.
Thank you, Mr. Calloway, Mr. McNeil.
Thank you all.
Thank you for coming on. And remember, hashtag I am Riviera Beach. Please share the word, share the love, and everybody have a safe weekend. Thank you. God bless.